Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. What does the Bible say about the Godhead? There is a Godhead, because in Acts 17, verse 29, "For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device." Also in Romans 1 and verse 20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." And one other passage, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." To define Godhead, Jung says it's that which is divine. Thayer, on page 285 of his Greek lexicon, says, "Divine, divinity, deity, not only used by the Greeks to denote the divine nature, power, providence in the general, without reference to any individual deity, but also by Phileo and Josephus of the one true God, hence most appropriately employed by Paul out of regard for Gentile uses, like the one that we read in Acts 17 and verse 29. Then the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, in Volume 2, page 1268, says, "The fundamental meaning of Godhead is, nevertheless, no less than that of Godhood, the state, dignity, condition, quality of a God, or as monotheists would say, of God. As manhood is that which makes a man, childhood that which makes a child, so Godhead is that which makes God, God. When we ascribe Godhead to a being, therefore we affirm that all that enters into the idea of God belongs to him." So we see that there is a Godhead from the passages that we read. But also what the Bible says about the Godhead is that they are three members of the Godhead. That is, three possess the qualities, the characteristics of God, of being divine, of being deity. And they are God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. In fact, we see all three mentioned in passages like Matthew chapter 28, where in verse 19, "Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Here are the three members of the Godhead. These three possess the qualities, the characteristics of deity or divinity. But this is not the only verse we have. In John chapter 3, it's in verse 34 that we read, "For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." The him, the he and the him of that passage is referring to Christ. So, for Christ whom God hath sent speaks the words of God, For God gave not the Spirit by measure unto him, unto Christ. So here we see God, the Spirit, and Christ referred to all three in John 3 and verse 34. While we're on this point, look at one other verse in John 14. In the 26th verse, Jesus is doing the speaking. He says, "For the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Jesus is in the presence of his 12 apostles, and these things that he is saying in regards to them. But here in John 14 and verse 26, again, we see all three members of the Godhead, the Godhood, being referred to. The Comforter, which is clearly defined in this passage, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father, there we have the Father mentioned, will send in my name. And of course, this is Christ doing the speaking. So the "my" of that passage refers to Christ. So again, another verse of Scripture where we have mention made of all three persons of the Godhead. All three persons being deity, all three being divine. Now, while God, the Father, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are all three divine persons in the Godhead, let us understand that they are not the same person. And it's true, is what the Bible says. This may not be what you have heard. This may not be what you have been led to believe. But let's, again, focus our attention on what the Bible says. And the Bible says that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all three divine persons in the Godhead, and they are not the same person. And that should not be difficult to understand. Let's take, for instance, the husband and the wife. We read in the Bible, in Matthew 19 and verse 5, where Jesus, during the talking, says, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Here we have, we understand clearly, two separate, distinct beings, a man and a woman, a husband and wife. The Bible says that as a result of what occurs in the marriage relationship, when that marriage is in approval of God, that God, they leave father and mother, and man cleaves to his wife, and they become one flesh. Do they cease being two people? No, we understand they don't. They're still two separate individuals from that day until the day that they die. But we see that the word "one" is being spoken of here in the sense of not number, not literal number, but one in the sense of being united. God the Father, we know, is deity. John 20 and verse 17 teaches us this point. Jesus said, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So God is the Father in this Godhead. Now, the Father is not Christ, the Son, because we read in John 8 and verse 16, Jesus said that, "Yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me." So now we see that God the Father is not Christ the Son, and neither is God the Father the Holy Spirit. In John 14 and verse 26, a passage we referred to a moment ago where Jesus is doing the talking to his apostles, says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you." So here's what we learn concerning the Father, God the Father. He is deity, but he is not Christ the Son. And neither is God the Father, the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at Christ. Christ, we know, the Son, is deity. He is divine. Hebrews 1 and verse 8, for unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. So we see that here in the prophecy that David made concerning Christ, he refers to Christ as God, meaning that the Son, Christ the Son, possesses the characteristics of deity. He is divine, but Christ is not God the Father. In John 8 and verse 16, and yet Jesus said, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. If he were the same person, he would not say, I am the Father that sent me. He would not refer to himself in this way. He would be the same person. But that's not true. That's what the Bible is teaching us, that there are three separate distinct beings in the Godhead, and neither is Christ the Holy Spirit. We look at Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So in regards to Christ, we know he is divine, he is deity. But Christ is not the Father, and Christ is not the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Well, we learn from Acts 5 that he too is deity. He too is divine. In Acts 5, beginning with verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy hand, in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Peter was referring to the Holy Spirit in verse 3. Now he makes mention in verse 4 that not only has he lied to the Holy Spirit, he has lied to God. And what does that tell us? That tells us that Peter, by divine inspiration, is referring to the Holy Spirit as God. That is, the Holy Spirit is deity. He possesses all of the qualities, all of the characteristics of being divine. Now, we understand, too, from what the Bible says, that the Holy Spirit is not God the Father. In John 14 and verse 26, a verse we've referred to already, when Jesus said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. So the Holy Spirit is going to be one that will come to the apostles, and he will be sent by the Father. So it is then that the Holy Spirit is not God the Father, and neither is the Holy Spirit the Son. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. So we see again that Jesus is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not Jesus. What we're dealing with, and hopefully what we see in all of these passages, is that the Godhead is made up of three separate distinct individuals, all three possessing deity, possessing divinity. We see our time is gone. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM, and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.